Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And after the news at 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern, we'll have a special announcement for you. Our writer and associate producer, Melissa Morgan, she's from Kentucky, and she says they still sing "The Darkies Are Gay" down there, man, at that song. I mean, every day when she was a kid in school, they were singing, you know, "The Sun Shines Bright on My Old Kentucky Home," and "'Tis Summer and the Darkies Are Gay." They sang that every day when she was in school, right? And it's still one of her favorite songs. And anyway, I'm joking, but she said that they're still singing that at the Derby. They sing "The Darkies Are Gay." I just like to see Jim McKay stand up there, you know. It's 1:30. Welcome, everybody. This is ABC News here at the Kentucky Derby. And the darkies are gay. All right, and let the races begin. Jesus. Hi, everybody. This is Ken Johnson. We got a hell of a thing. The Wide World of Darkies. Go ahead and lay that out there, man. Well, it's in the song. We saw it. By the way, you know, we've got a problem with our website. I don't mean to say anything more than that. I mean, just I don't know what it is. I'm going to have to do something. I don't know what it is. I can't push too hard, but the website I have is not satisfactory. But I do know that we have a lot of people who listen to our show and want to connect with other fans of the Phil Henry Show. And I discovered a couple of places where you might want to do it. One is there is a Phil Henry Club on Yahoo, and people in there are a little squirrely. They, you know, they do some things that are interesting. So you might check that out. It's a Phil Henry Club on Yahoo, and then there is one on something called Deja News. You know these alt.fan deals, Craig? We have one there, and you can go in there and do whatever the hell it is you want to do and, you know, meet and greet until such time as we can solve the other problem that we have with our website. 1-800-449. Oh, AOL has one as too. They have a Phil Henry what? This is flattering to know that people have started these Phil Henry news groups on AOL. So you can dabble in some of these places and find out what's going on, get some ideas from other people as to, you know, how you can sabotage life, how you can culture jam, which is really what this show's about. 1-800-449-8686. Los Malos, Mexican-American Political Economic Empowerment Organization, has come out with a statement against Cinco de Mayo as just another holiday propping up the Anglo establishment, one created for the Anglo establishment. We thought it would be interesting to talk to one of their founding members. He is Brass Villanueva, and he's talking to us from Los Angeles here this afternoon. Mr. Villanueva, how are you?
I'm doing real good.
Well, tell me about Los Malos and what it is that you guys have exactly. Today is Cinco de Mayo, which is celebrated throughout, you know, Southern California and Mexico. Can you tell me, basically, for people who don't know, what Cinco de Mayo is?
No, I cannot tell you what Cinco de Mayo is because I'm not a celebrant of Cinco de Mayo. I do not think that it is a holiday at all. I think it's something that was created by Anglos to pretend like they're Mexican, to pretend like they're you know, part of the Mexican culture. I feel sorry for Anglos who feel that they can continue their cultural domination, the brown man, the brown woman. As a Latin man, I do not invest myself at all in Cinco de Mayo.
Well, what is Los Malos? I mean, what is your I don't know what you want to call it. What is it? What is your charter?
Well, first of all, what we want to do is return the Latin man and Latin woman to a place of political empowerment, to a place of economic empowerment in Southern California, in the state of California, eventually in the United States. First off, we have to recognize that we have been usurped, our culture has been usurped by the Anglos, that it has been made a mockery of, that there are thousands, if not millions, of Latin men and Latin women who keep the economy of this state going and do not benefit from the riches that flow generally from top to bottom. All these people of Latin descent who are working in the taco stands, Pollo Loco, El Torito, Acapulco, serving up the tacos and the chimichanga to all these Anglos, I would request respectfully that you do not observe this so-called celebration. Because let me tell you, the white man on May 5th don't make me want to love you anymore just because you're celebrating Cinco de Mayo. This is just another example of Anglos trying to be something that they're not. It's another example of them dominating the Latin man and Latin woman, and we do not feel that something we're going to continue, because we feel that we have now, okay, the power, okay, to step outside of ourselves and get some things done.
All right. Well, I mean, that sounds very activist, and it sounds very militant. You're not a Cinco de Mayo fan because it's an example of Anglos trying to be something that they're not. But isn't it true that it does represent a significant historical moment for the Mexican people?
Well, first of all, Cinco de Mayo, nothing happened on Cinco de Mayo. It happened on September the 16th. That's number one. Number two, let the Latin people celebrate this. You know, I have, I am very much into my culture. I'm very much into the Latin trip. You know, I'm into the Mexican thing. You know, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm always going to be. All right. And my thing is trying to get political and economic empowerment for the people. One thing that research has been done by Los Malos, we have learned through the historical studies of Dr. Rudy Grande and Dr. Antonio Fargas, that the state of California, okay, the state of California, okay, used to be part, okay, of Mexico, okay? So what do you got to say about that? What have you got to say about the fact that California used to be part of Mexico? This is something we have learned recently. Also, Los Angeles, the name of the city that I live in, what do you think about this? That's a Spanish name.
And well, I think I'm aware of that.
Well, you are, you know, you're Anglo in the Anglo establishment of the news media, okay? Most people don't know that California used to be part of Mexico. Here's another thing. Los Angeles, which...
What does that mean, by the way? Do you speak Spanish?
I
mean, do you speak Spanish?
You know, Sam, that's not really important right now.
Seriously, do you speak Spanish? You're talking about empowerment. Do you speak Spanish?
You know, Sam, I don't speak Spanish, because I had my ability to speak Spanish beaten out of me by the economic, you know, beaten down of me by the Anglo man. I can't speak Spanish because that was beaten out of me. But I don't eat Acapulco Bell. I don't eat El Torito. I consider those restaurants and those foods to be a bastardization of Mexican culture. First off...
But wait a minute. You're talking about Spanish, you know, Mexican-American empowerment, and you do not speak any Spanish.
Because they beat my ability to speak Spanish out of me. They hated me to speak Spanish so much that I speak for my people, okay? I speak for my peeps. I speak for mi barrio, you know, and all of that.
What does mi barrio mean?
You know, it doesn't make any difference, man. You ask me a lot of irrelevant questions.
Well, you're saying I'm mi barrio and you're speaking for the Mexican-American people. You don't even speak Spanish.
Do you speak Spanish, Anglo man? No, I don't think you do. Okay.
Look, I don't want this to be contentious. I just asked you if you spoke Spanish, and you don't.
I think I've already answered your question on that. You know, but I believe I'm...
So you don't speak Spanish. You are standing up for your barrio?
Mi barrio. Right. You know, si. And that's important to me, all right? And
well, I just asked you what mi barrio means.
God.
Well, what does it mean?
God damn it. You know... Okay, first of all, California used to be a part of Mexico, all right?
I know that.
Okay, I'm going to call bullcrap on that, because a few white people that know that are afraid to say it. Los Angeles is Spanish. Here's something else. Chiclets, gum, comes from the term chicle, which is Spanish for gum. Okay?
Where do you live?
I live in Encino right now, because mi barrio is economically run down and does not suit me. I was born, you know...
Where were you born?
I was born in Encino, but I do, you know, I go back, I look at the Mexicans as much as I can to stay connected, all right? And
what do you eat?
Well, I don't eat no Taco Bell.
No, but what do you eat?
I eat mostly Jew food right now, because there's no quality Mexican food in Encino. Also because the Jewish people are the only people persecuted as much as the Mexican people, except for the black people. They're persecuted pretty bad, too.
You eat Jew food.
I mean, I eat Jewish deli food. I eat at Jerry's Deli mostly because I will not give no money to Taco Bell. I will not give no money to Acapulco. I will not give no money to none of them because they are keeping my people down. Mi barrio, you know? La raza.
What does that mean, la raza, man?
What
does la raza mean?
God damn it, man. All you're saying is trying to make me look okay, like an ass. And
well, just when you say mi barrio, la raza, what does that mean, dude? I mean, you're talking about the political and economic empowerment of the Mexican-American people. You do not want Mexican-American people working restaurants on Cinco de Mayo. Is that correct?
That's correct. I want them to pull their economic resources and their workforce away from the Anglo so that they are not embarrassed and made to look like crap and made to work and all of that, okay? So that's all I'm trying to say.
And you were born in Encino.
I come from Encino, California, currently, right now, but I do go back to mi barrio when I want, you know, I want to look at Mexicans and check them out and see that everything's cool, you know. If everything's not cool, I'll go back to Encino and try to figure out what I can do.
And you live in Encino?
That's right.
And you eat at Jerry's Deli?
Because I'm not going to eat no greasy Mexican food that comes from the white man. I will only eat there's only one good Mexican place in Encino. That's Chevy's on Ventura Boulevard. Other than that, there's nothing. Okay? And so what we're talking about right now is all Mexican-American people do not work in the restaurants, do not work in the Taco Bell, don't work in these bars or nothing to let the Anglo have himself all kinds of fun on Cinco de Mayo, which is a load of crap.
All right. We're talking here with Brass Villanueva. He's with an organization called Los Malos, a Mexican-American political economic empowerment organization. They're calling for a general strike today against the Anglo-established holiday of Cinco de Mayo. If you're not familiar with Cinco de Mayo, and there might be some parts of the country that are not, the 5th of May is traditionally celebrated as a time when the Mexican people gained independence from the French, believe it or not, from Emperor Maximilian. And many people think it's independence from the Spanish, but in point of fact, independence from the... am I right about any of this bullcrap that I'm laying out? Okay. Independence from the French. And it is a celebration, as we have in our country, of independence. Mr. Villanueva feels, excuse me, that they should not celebrate this, that it is selling out to Anglos. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Brass Villanueva of Los Malos, a Mexican American political economic empowerment organization. Where are you at right now?
Right now, I'm just at a restaurant that is owned by a friend of mine. I mean, I'm just having a couple of beers right now. I'm trying to get my stuff together because I lost my job today. I was working over at, with a friend of mine, a printing business, okay, and then he was gonna help me get resettled because I just got a new apartment in Encino, but I got fired, so I'm over at this. I'm just having a couple of beers, trying to get my stuff together right now.
Okay, if you don't have a job, how can you run a political empowerment organization? I don't get how that works.
You know, Mr. Henry, please resist the temptation, okay, to lecture, okay, the Latin American man as to how he is to ascend himself in the political structure, the economic structure of a country where everything is pushed against me, okay? I don't need to hear an Anglo lecture me, a Latin American, a Mexican American. My people were here before your people. Tell me how I'm going to get my thing together, okay? I'm doing what I'm doing in my own time, okay?
I'm not trying to lecture you. You just have an organization of political empowerment. At the same token, you don't have a job.
I will get my thing together. I did have a job working for a printer. Right now, I got a line on some work. I can work in a produce section over at Vaughn's. They need a guy to hose off the cucumbers and things. That's, you know, there's things for me to do, okay? Although I find it demeaning for a Latin American to be hosing off cukes, boiling up cukes, or what have you. And, you know.
You mean like working with farm produce and stuff?
That's true.
Because of the whole history of your people? Okay. 1-800-449-8686. San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Yes, sir. You're on the air on the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, yeah. I'm really tired of hearing people talk about protecting their culture and everything. What we need is more unity in this country.
Well, what we need right now is for people to stand up. I don't want any Anglos telling Latin Americans what to do anymore. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I understand that. I'm Latin American, too. But there were a lot of stuff that happened in the past, like black people.
I mean, are you celebrating Cinco de Mayo right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good. That's good. You keep that up because that's what we need.
All right, here is Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I'm down here. I'm a black female and listening to this guy.
It's nowhere. It's nowhere. Don't even do it. Don't go near it. Hello?
Nowhere near where?
I'm telling you, don't go near Cinco de Mayo because that's
not at Cinco de Mayo.
Anglo thing. That's an Anglo thing.
So?
Don't go there.
It's a celebration of a culture.
Hey, it's my culture, okay? I don't eat
it's
none of that
chimichanga. Is your name Cinco de Mayo?
It's Mexican, okay?
What's your last name again?
Villanueva.
Villanueva. And is it your mother or your father that's left?
Anyway, ma'am, what is the point of your call? Okay, we're going to move on. Anything?
Basically, I'm just saying, as we need, again, backing up the guy from San Antonio.
Okay, we need more unity. Got it. Here is Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Yes. What's his name again? Venezuela?
My name's Villanueva.
Villanueva. Okay, I'm straight from San Antonio, Texas. I'm 100%.
Where's that?
Excuse me?
Where's that at?
San Antonio, Texas, the Alamo.
Oh, yeah, man, that's where that whole sellout went down.
Okay, well, I'm straight from there.
Our people got sold out.
I'm 100% Mexican, and I just want to say no one sells out to Anglos, and first of all, they're not Anglos. They're humans.
Hey, man.
They're equal.
They got us picking lettuce and everything, all right?
I just want to say
it
sounds like you're downgrading whites and putting up Mexicans so high. When everyone's equal, I'm 100% Mexican. I don't got nothing against anyone.
Are you familiar with the fact that San Antonio, that's a Spanish term? That's a Spanish word.
I could care less how Spanish it is because what's Spanish going to do for you?
Well, it's Spanish. It's made out of Spanish. San Antonio's made out of Spanish, okay? Los Angeles.
What do you mean it's made out of Spanish? What does that mean it's made out of Spanish?
San Antonio is a Spanish term.
Well, what does it mean?
I do not currently speak Spanish, so because I had it beaten out of me by the whites. What are you laughing at, brother? What are you laughing at?
Whites don't beat nobody.
Hey, man, do you speak Spanish?
My family does. I don't.
You see? Because the white man won't let you speak Spanish. He wants you to speak English, English, English. All that English stuff keeps it all out of you.
Mom didn't want me to speak Spanish. She ain't white.
So we have been taken away from our culture, and we have been made to look like fools and jerks. Because Los Angeles is a Spanish term. I don't even know what that means. El Sereno, Cerritos, El Monte.
Put it this way.
San Vicente, man. I don't know what none of that means because the white man don't want me to speak English. I mean, don't want me to speak Spanish.
America is English. If you want Spanish, you can go to Mexico. And if you want to go to Mexico, you'll be living like a dog out there.
Dude, you are a Latin man. What you talking about?
I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud to be living around Anglos and blacks. They don't bother me one bit.
Do you eat Mexican food?
Yes, my wife makes Mexican food very well.
Like what? Like tacos and stuff?
Exactly.
God.
But what's the point in talking about food? You're talking about a whole economic system. It's just like the host says about on the show.
Right.
You ain't working. You wanna run a mob. I mean, give me a break.
Hey, dude. All I'm trying to do is empower my people.
Well, get a job first.
There he goes. There's the white man telling me to get a job. That's what they always do.
What do you mean they always do? Go out, find a job, and then empower people that way. Thank you for your call, sir. El Paso on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Oh, that guy you have on there just doesn't make any sense at all. What is mi barrio and la raza? What is that?
That's all about my culture, okay?
Get a job. Your culture. Speak some Spanish, por favor. Un poquito de español.
Hey,
give me a break.
The white man beat it out of me. I could have spoken Spanish.
Oh, don't blame the white man. The white man's given us opportunities for a lot of things, just like the Mexican or the blacks.
Hey.
Make something of it, baby.
I'm trying to do something right now, man, but they want me to be running out there running margaritas for white people on Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, man, it's not white or it's not black. You know, you've got to stop that. Sometimes I think that
Mr. Henry,
are a lot more prejudiced than anyone in the world.
Don't
I'm Mexican. I don't care. I'm making a living.
I don't want you running margaritas for me.
Oh, bullcrap, man. When you get off the air, you're going to go and be with your wife. You go to a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, this guy's lost
Because Mr. Henry is going
to
want
something. You need to get a
job.
Get a job.
Will you go out to a restaurant?
Stop blaming the white man. Get a job.
Are you going to have a margarita tonight?
I'm going to have three.
Okay, and if a Mexican serves it to you, man, that's bad.
I don't care. I'm going to have margaritas, and it's Cinco de Mayo. My wife and I are going out to have dinner and celebrate with some friends, and we don't care.
Well, you better not get no margaritas from no Mexican, man. That's racist.
All right,
no,
anyway, that guy's nuts. 1-800-449-8686.
That.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Brass Villanueva. He is a founding member of Los Malos, Mexican-American Political Economic Empowerment Organization. And right now, you're out of a job? That's a little loud.
Right, I'm in my cousin's bar right now.
You're in your cousin's bar in Encino?
Right.
Well, it's a little loud over there.
Right now, I'm between jobs, so I'm having a couple of beers, trying to get my stuff together. Now, I know you're going to tell me I should go get a job and everything.
I just want to ask you something. During the commercial, could you move somewhere in the bar so you're not as close to people?
Hold on for a minute. Shut up, man. Shut up. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, you were telling me during the break, did I know that the Mexicans won at the Alamo?
Right. Did you know that?
Yes, sir, I did know that, because any kid that ever saw How the West Was Won saw John Wayne get a knife at the end of that thing. All the white guys died.
Right. Well, you say that, but that's just you trying to be a talk show host, okay?
And no, I know that.
Well, a lot of people don't know the Mexicans won at the Alamo, okay? So when people say, remember the Alamo, yeah, I hope you do. I hope you do remember the Alamo, because the Mexicans kicked ass. And that's all that Los Malos is all about. Right now, we need Mexican Americans to join. I have to raise money for the organization because right now I'm out of a job, okay? We're not going to eat El Torito, and we're also boycotting Regis and Kathy Lee because they're white. Anything Anglo, but the first thing I'm not going to do is watch Regis or Kathy Lee neither because they are Anglo, and I won't watch them. You think that's funny, huh, Mr. Anglo Man?
The guy is going to boycott Regis and Kathy Lee? God! Dude, get a grip. Here's El Paso on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I'll get a grip. I've got a grip on my life, sir.
And was aware of what La Raza Barrio, what that all means, and also what Los Malos means.
That means bad people.
Right, and why is that called bad people?
Because we're bad, all right? We're going to get it together and rock and roll.
Okay. You know what, in a way I kind of agree with you about the Cinco de Mayo being celebrated. It is an American holiday, just
right.
Like St. Patrick's Day.
That's right.
The Mexicans, it is over a battle that was won in La Puebla.
Right.
It's really not that important. If you tell Mexicans, they take the day off, but they really don't care. I mean,
but I don't want my people like you, brother. I don't want you waiting tables and serving up margaritas. And do you want some more chips and salsa before we bring your chimichanga? You know, get out of here with that, man.
No, you know what? I live in El Paso. That's as Mexican as you can get without being in Mexico.
Yeah, I went down there one time. I went over the border. Is that what Juarez is?
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah, I got one of them hats and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You know what? It's just funny. Are you really Hispanic or Latin? Like
no, yeah, I am. Man. I was born in Encino, California. Okay,
What is your last name?
Villanueva.
Okay, isn't that Villanueva?
Not the way my mother pronounced it. You can call it what you want.
Okay.
Well, what's the matter?
No, I just wanted to make sure the audience knew what race means in barrio. Just like, I don't know if, Mr. Henry, you knew what it meant.
Mi barrio, my neighborhood, correct?
Right, and raza?
I don't know what that means.
Raza just means race.
See, I would have known that, man, except I had all the Spanish beaten right out of me.
No, but you know what? If he asks you a question, I mean, just go and answer it. There's no need to be evasive. Just go and answer
it. Well, I mean, he asked me all these questions like, you know, what does Santa Barbara mean? I don't know, okay?
I know what Santa Barbara means. St. Barbara.
Oh, so my brother laughs at me. He laughs at me because I want to empower the Mexican-American people.
It's just that you have better things to do with your time.
Well, what are you talking about, man? What are you talking about? I'm trying to get all the brown-skinned people to check it out, okay? We're being put down and everything. Made to pick lettuce. Made to pick, like, celery and everything, right?
Do you have a family, sir?
What?
Do you have a family, a wife, kids?
No, I live with my parents.
You live with your parents, you're at your brother's bar having a couple of pops, and you need to raise money for your organization.
You know, I don't want to talk to you, man. I want to talk to this brother here in El Paso. Have you got some dollars to put into Los Malos to empower
No,
Mexican
you know what?
People?
I actually have better charities to get to, and I do already give to some.
No,
and
this
I'm
is a good one,
make,
man. I need some dough, man, because I'm out of a job. We're not going to eat no El Torito. Are you eating El Torito? What are you laughing at, man? I don't like people laughing at me. Are you eating El Torito, yes or no?
No, I've been in California a couple of times, but not.
Okay,
not
good
that.
Man, good man. Stay away from it, okay?
Well, you know what? I really won't.
You know what happens?
I won't celebrate Cinco de Mayo. I really think it's just a way, an excuse for people to get drunk and to go.
Come on home, man, and help a brother out. Well, whatever. You know, all I'm trying to say to you, man, is the only Mexican food that'll give you runs, man, is the stuff the gringos make, okay? I go to Mexico. I eat all that crap down there. I stick my face right underneath a faucet, and I suck water out of an old hose. I never get no runs. I come up here. I eat at El Torito. I think I get the Hershey squirts, man. Like, Jesus, you wouldn't believe, right? That's what everybody needs to know that, okay?
If you really want to stand up for Mexican people, come visit El Paso for a while and see what culture is really, really like.
Very good.
Where you're at.
Thank you, sir, for your call. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Chula Vista on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. Yes,
ma'am.
I just find that it's really interesting that if you went to school here in California, you don't know any of the Spanish terms that you keep throwing out. I am a white woman in San Diego in Chula Vista.
Mi barrio.
And I know all of the terms you keep throwing out, and then you say, I don't know how to speak this because the white man beat it out of me. Well, I find it so interesting being a person who lives in a Hispanic community, in a very Hispanic community, that has embraced me and has helped me to learn their language. So
what?
I don't know where...
What are you Anglo?
Where you're living in.
You're Anglo?
Yes, I told you I'm a white woman.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the community embraced it. That means her boyfriend's Mexican, okay?
No, that does not mean my boyfriend's
Mexican.
Yeah, that
means you got, three kids by some guy named Big Luis or something? Yeah, right. Embraced you, right. More like he had you on your stomach, okay? Now, first of all...
Okay, that's completely unnecessary.
Absolutely.
The lady was trying to talk about the neighborhood that she was in, and you live with...
Go ahead, say it. A bunch of Mexicans.
I wasn't going to say that.
You live with a bunch of Mexicans?
Or no, where do you live, ma'am? You live in Chula Vista?
I live in Chula Vista.
Okay, and you have a lot of...
I went to school
Mexican
with a lot
friends.
Of people. I went to a school where I had a lot of friends who were Hispanic and Mexican, and they... I learned through them. I learned the language. I learned to live in San Diego.
No, this is my culture, so you're trying to co-opt my culture, all
I'm
right?
I'm not trying to co-opt your
okay.
culture. I'm
what
trying to
Chula
say
Vista
that the culture
mean?
Is... You are not a representative of that culture.
What are you talking about, man?
Please,
I love my people. I love the brown people.
You can't even speak the language. I'm not saying that I speak Spanish.
Okay. I speak the language. I would
speak
Spanish.
If you are such a representative of the culture, you would at least know the language. You would at least know the history.
There's only certain things I don't...
And you have to do this big research project about how California used to be part of
wait
Mexico.
Wait a second.
You learned that in U.S. history class in high school.
If I don't know history, how come I know
I want
to
know where you're learning your information.
You know something? California used to be part of Mexico. Nobody tells you that.
No, really.
Okay.
I think a lot of people know that in California.
Okay, number two,
it's
what
called
is
California
San Diego?
History class. Did you take one?
Mr. Henry, what is San Diego?
Saint Diego?
Saint
David.
That's what I knew because I was going to tell it to
you.
I know what that means.
So now you know it because Mr. Henry helped you out with it.
No, I knew it. You two, don't answer this one.
Sounds like you need to go back to high school.
Don't answer this one. I know what Boca Raton.
I don't need to answer anything.
Boca Raton.
Sounds
I know
like
what
you
that
need
means.
To go back to high school.
Boca
you
Raton.
Know what?
In Florida?
Boca Raton. That's the mouth of the rat.
You need to use your resources in a different way.
See, I know Spanish.
You need
Spanish.
To find a way to use your resources in a different way. You are not a good representative of your culture at all.
And you are telling me, a white woman, you're telling a Latin male how I should put my stuff down?
Yes.
You're sitting there on your stomach for 5-6 different Mexican men a day? And you're
that is completely unnecessary, talking that way to this lady. She said she was embraced by the community, okay?
Embraced? Or did he just have his hands on your ass? Now, most of the...
Okay, that's...
Unbelievable.
I apologize, ma'am.
That's quite all right.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Embraced, or did he just have his hands on your ass? What is he on? Look it, pal, I am not...
Miss Taylor, you can't hang up on me. That's the way you control a brown man. Is a white man trying to control a brown man?
I will not listen to this garbage from you, okay? Speak with respect.
Trying to control him. Trying to control a Mexican man. God damn it. That hurts.
Well, try to dab the tears from your eyes, all right? San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Yes.
Yes. Can I speak to her?
You're right. Yeah, you're on the air. Are you there, Brass?
I'm right here. Oh. Are you Mexican?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm Mexican-American, yes.
All right.
What is your problem?
Mi barrio.
What is a barrio?
What?
If you're so much for a cause,
Viva la raza.
And you don't even know what a barrio is, you're a phony, man. And
no,
if you don't even know what raza is, you're a phony.
No, man, I want my people to be free.
What people?
You don't even know
how to pronounce your last name.
How
where
do
are
you
coming from?
That's a good point. How do you pronounce your last name, Brass? Villanueva?
Right.
Villanueva. Yeah, well, if that's your last name, how can I use to pronounce it?
Because the white man beat all of Mexican
Arabs. Come on, guy. You're a phony, man. You're a phony.
No, I'm not.
You don't even have a cause.
I care so much about. We do.
I'm Mexican American, and you're making the Mexican American look foolish.
Wait a second. Why don't you contribute to our cause, Los Malos? Because we are going to kick
butt. I've fought for the Mexican Americans in San Antonio. And you know what? Cool. You're making the Mexican Americans embarrassed the way you're talking.
No, I'm because just trying
you
to say.
No, you know what? I don't. To be honest with you, I don't think he's embarrassing Mexican Americans. I think he's an example of a kind of a wannabe, some guy who is so entrenched in Anglo culture, so unhappy with who he is, he's grasping at some racial straw.
How dare you insult me? How dare you insult my Mexican heritage? You have insulted my Mexican heritage. If I was in front of you, I would slap you with a glove.
You know, it's just like he says, a wannabe, like. The people that wear motorcycles,
you know, shirts,
you know, they wear shirts, Harley Davidson shirts, and they don't even have a motorcycle.
Wait a second.
You're not a Mexican American. You're nothing, man.
That's right. You're like a guy who's got on those leathers and he doesn't own a bike.
I am a young, strong Chicano warrior, and if you were in front of me, I would challenge you to a duel with a sword. If you eat a taco.
You don't even know what Chicano is, man. What is a Chicano?
If you eat a Taco Bell, you're bending
Mexican. Answer my question. What is a Chicano?
A Chicano is a dude who, you know, is Mexican and stuff?
No.
What?
Well, what's a carnal?
That's a food.
What's a canton?
I mean, you say you're with the Mexican Americans
and you're with the cause and all this, and you're with these people, you don't even know the language.
No, wait a second, man. I'm just trying to say, if you eat a Taco Bell, you're bending every Mexican over and inserting a hot chili pepper.
Who's saying I'm not eating a Taco Bell?
Are you eating a Taco Bell?
So what's the difference if I do or not?
Because you're bending over your brothers and you're putting a hot chili pepper on your butt.
What is the big problem
with you about Taco Bell? A canton is what holds water, isn't it?
Hey, they employ Mexican-Americans. They employ people. What's wrong with you?
I don't know, man.
No.
I'm sad.
That's right. You don't know.
I'm sad.
You don't know what you're talking. You're talking from...
You're hearing this man here from San Antonio. He's trying to teach you, okay? So you're not an idiot.
Viva la raza, man.
How come you say that you just found out that California was part of Mexico? This is in history, man. Nuevo Mexico, Arizona, California, and Texas were part of Coahuila, Mexico.
No, but
and
you know
trying to
I
tell me that you just found out that California was part of Mexico?
You don't even know
what you're talking about.
Viva Chicano power.
Chicano power, my ass. You don't even know what you're talking about, guy. Hey, I fought for the Mexican-Americans in San Antonio, and you are nothing, man. You are just a wannabe.
Man, that hurts, man. That really hurts.
No, it doesn't hurt because... You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Hey, man, you know what I found out? The Mexicans won at the Alamo.
You trying to educate
you just
me,
found...
guy? You need education. You need to go back to college and learn the Mexican history.
Viva Monterrey.
Huh?
Viva Monterrey. That's where they had the big Crosby.
You don't even know where San Antonio is at.
It's down in, hold on. No,
then
I know, man.
Great, guy.
You don't even know where it is, do you?
Yes, I do. It's
and the Alamo's right here, man. And you don't even know what San Antonio was?
The Alamo's in...
The Mexican-American war here, and you don't even know what San Antonio is at?
Yes, I do. San Antonio's in El Paso.
Yeah, in the...
You're phony, man.
Hey, man, you know something...
You know what you need to do?
What?
Just go back to college and learn Mexican-American history.
I want to, but I got to get my high school diploma first.
Oh,
you don't have to get the diploma to go to college?
If I didn't get out of grade school.
All right.
Why? I can tell why.
Because the white man beat it out of me.
No, come on.
Thank you, sir, very much for your call. Good luck, Brass. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Coming up in a few minutes, right after the top of the hour break, there's some things we want to talk about. By the way, Melissa was looking at an article on The Cure in, is it Details this month? What is that? Did you take that picture at a Cure concert?
Yeah.
Jesus, you had a pretty good seat, didn't you? Is that a chick on the guitar on the right?
No.
It's a guy? Yeah. Anyway, what is Robert Smith now, 40? The lead singer of The Cure? He's like 40, isn't he?
Just turned 40.
Grow up, Bob. And I'm going to start calling you Bob. Take the lipstick off. Oh, it's in spin. Comb your hair. Grow up. That don't look good on a 40-year-old, that goth bit. Get out. Out. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Yes, we do have some things to talk with you about toward the top of the hour of this program. Yeah, leave the goth stuff to Barnabas Collins. By the way, somebody is... Barnabas Collins, R.C. Collins is going goth. Somebody's working on an R.C. Collins website. That ought to be interesting to look at. And as I was mentioning to you, it's kind of interesting. Last night, I looked into... How did I find my way to this thing? Oh, I know. I was trying to check out a very good friend of ours, Bill Kiesling, does some really good work on the Internet. He's a web site designer, and he had one of the best pages, an unofficial page for the Phil Henry Show for like 3 years called Shuck and Jive. And I kind of went over there to see what he was up to, and he had a link to a Phil Henry club in Yahoo. And I said, well, this is interesting. So I went over there, and there's some people that are kind of creative, some things that they're doing that I sort of endorse. And I don't want to get into the specifics of what it is that they're doing, because if I do, then everybody else is going to know what they're doing, and then I'm not going to, you know, that won't be fun anymore. So there was that, this Phil Henry Club at Yahoo, and then there was a one on Deja News. He had a link to that one, too. And... TheOneList.com is another, Mike. Is that part of that? So the reason why I bring this up is that, you know what? We don't take a lot of phone calls from just run-of-the-mill, rank-and-file fans on this show. And that's one of the things that I guess, I don't know whether it makes the show better or worse than others. TheOneList.com, I'm told, is the biggest club. And then there's this, as I said, there's this Yahoo club, and then there's the Deja News one. But we don't take calls from people who are fans because... And I'm not saying that necessarily makes us great. It's just I don't have any real interest in talking to people on that level on the show, if you know what I mean. Now, you can listen to all kinds of talk shows, and they take all kinds of fans from ass-sucking listeners who want to tell them how great they are, which is fine, and I'm sure that that helps the host feel like he can, you know, get out of bed another day. But I'm not so sure that it makes for interesting radio. Do you know what I'm saying? Or maybe it does. Is it necessarily interesting to hear a guy say, Jesus H. Bob, you are so funny! And every day I get up, and every night I go to bed. It's got nothing to do with you. I just get up and go to bed. Well, thanks for calling. Well, you're certainly welcome. You know, I never start the day without you, Eddie, and whoever the hell they're talking about. And while I'm sure that it makes them feel great because they've got calls on the board and they can go to another call, I've never found that to be all that interesting. So as a result, and I'm getting to... what it is I'm getting to here. As a result, we don't take those kinds of calls. We feel that we have to take calls that... and you're right, Craig. I mean, a lot of these hosts need their egos pumped. Not that I don't need my ego pumped, but I'm just going to have to go pump some... You know, I'm going to have to pump it myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to bore you, waste valuable time on the air, and otherwise destroy what precious moments we have together. You know, yeah, Craig and Mike, they pump me. I mean, my ego. Wasting your precious time listening to these. And, Melissa, you pump something else. But, you know, wasting your time with a lot of ass-sucking calls. So where can people who really love our show go and, you know, and kind of interact? And maybe we can create some havoc out there. Because I'd really like to stir some crap. I'd really like to get some crap going. Oh, man. Not quite sure, but let's start rubbing our heads together. Let's just start rubbing our heads. In any event... these are a couple of places where you might go, interact with other people, and let's start doing some culture jamming. Let's start making some people cry. And I'm dead serious. Let's make some people bleed here in the next few months, all right? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.